Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Tim was building towards that, and so we had a chance to talk about it yesterday. Clearly a lot more coming up on the show today. Ben's going to join us at 10:40. We will get his perspective on this and really talk about how Lattimore fits. And then at noon today, John Hendricks, who covers the Saints for Sports Illustrated, he will be our guest. So all the talk about will they or should they? They should have, if it made sense, and they did. And I think there is, you know, some risk to this deal because of Lattimore's injury history. But that risk, in my view, was totally worth taking. So let's go through it. And I certainly want to give you guys a chance to weigh in on the phone lines as well. 301-230-0980. The trade, that was all that was done. They did release F.A. Obata to make room for Marshawn Lattimore on the roster. We will certainly hear from Dan Quinn today prior to the Wednesday practice, the first serious prep day for the Steelers game on Sunday. But let's go through it. Let's start with the player. One of the best cornerbacks in the game since he entered the league. You can certainly make the case that he's been a top three to top five corner when healthy. He has also been a guy that has played big in big games, seven playoff games altogether, two interceptions, over 10 passes defended in those games, has been a good tackler, and has essentially been a guy that's taken away the number one receiver on the other team consistently during his career when healthy. This will be a theme to this trade, no doubt, and we will get to that in more detail. He's 28 years old. He's 6 foot, maybe a tad over it, a buck 95. He plays physically. He is not afraid to tackle. He can be a ball hawk when he wants to be. And again, also when he is playing at full strength. This is the best cornerback this franchise has had since D'Angelo Hall, in terms of having a true number one corner. I would say that's the case. Some of you would probably say D'Angelo Hall wasn't a true number one. Yes, he was. And he actually got better, which was ironic because most players did not when they got to Washington. But D'Angelo Hall had some of his best years and some of his best leadership years as he matured as a player here in Washington. They got a very good cornerback. They got a very good cornerback who has missed a lot of games. That's just the truth. You know, he has already missed a game this year with a hamstring injury. He missed 7 games last year. He missed 10 games the year before. There's only one season in which he's played a complete season, and that was his second season in the league. That's the risk here. is that this guy has a meaningful injury history. And will he be available? Because we all know the best ability is availability. And if this guy's going to be a difference maker on defense, where he certainly has the capability of being a difference maker on defense, he has to be available and on the field at 100%. So I think that is the only concern. Now, are there other issues personality-wise and otherwise? We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens here. This has not been a major issue prior to coming here, but there have been a couple of occasions where there was some question about, you know, the kind of teammate he was, etc. They are getting a true number one cornerback in the NFL, not talent, proven. You know, this is not a projection. This is proven. And the second part of the player, the third part after the player, after the health being the risk, is that in addition to the player being an excellent player, he fills a major, major need. Sorry about that. He fills a major, major need on defense. They have other needs. They do. And their biggest weakness still defensively is stopping the run. But there will be a lot of benefit if Marshon Lattimore is on the field and healthy. Keep in mind, it's not only the fit that he becomes, and we'll talk about where the fit lies in terms of positionally where he'll line up on the field, but this need is a pressing need because Washington has high-stakes games at 7-2. Major high-stakes games the rest of the way. They've got two with Philadelphia, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. They've got a game coming up against Pittsburgh, George Pickens, and now, by the way, Mike Williams. They've got a game against Atlanta later in the season, Drake London, Darnell Mooney. Hell, they have two games against the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb. You heard of him? He's the only guy they have. But Washington has teams on their schedule, games that will matter at a very high level with respect to, you know, conference standing, division standing, seeding, etc. And then they will play in a postseason where there's the possibility of facing Amon-Ra St. Brown, where there's the possibility of facing any one of two or three capable Green Bay wide receivers, any one of a couple of capable San Francisco wide receivers. So you have a need at the position because you did not have a number one corner, let alone an elite level number one corner. You are in the hunt at 7-2, and the competition you face has big time wide receiver talent that you've been torched by in the past because you've struggled in coverage. But this addresses that. The player is a great player. The player's health is the number one concern. The fit is obvious. The timing of the fit because of the teams and the games they will play was pressing. I love that the organization thought big. This has been a big conversation over the last few weeks. You know, are they going to stick with this idea that 2024 is a building block recalibration year? They are open-minded enough, aware enough, and then they've got the you-know-whats, and they had the dry powder in terms of picks, cap space, etc., to change the way they thought before the season began. Maybe even the way they thought 3 or 4 weeks ago. They're in a position they never expected to be in. You know, I'm sure they expected to be more competitive than maybe the 6.5 over-under number in Vegas suggested before the season started. I think there were signs and things said even during the offseason that indicated that they thought they were better in spots that maybe those from the outside thought. But I don't think 7-2 in first place in the NFC East with the second best record in the NFC overall with a legitimate chance to win well north of, you know, 10 games. to match what they've done for the what they did in 1991, the last time win 11. But they have a chance to do more than that. They have a chance to host games in January in a one-and-done postseason environment to try to get to a Super Bowl. I mean, that's crazy talk, you know, from where we were 7-8 weeks ago, maybe even 3 or 4 weeks ago. But when they got to 4-1, this conversation started to become a real conversation. When they beat the Bengals and then crushed the Cardinals and the Browns, it was on in terms of we need to think about this season and the opportunity that has presented itself because of what we've done and also because of just the landscape in the division and in the conference. And we have to start thinking about what do we need to take advantage of this opportunity. A lot of teams at 4-1 or 7-2 are not in need of anything. Detroit was, because they lost a player to injury. Washington wasn't in need because of injuries necessarily. They were in need because they still have a roster that's not fully developed after one off season. And where it's been hurting the most is on the defensive side of the ball. And we knew during the offseason that corner and pass rusher would be an issue. You know, they have schemed up and they have had some players step forward with respect to pass rush pressure. They did not have a true number one corner. And so that opportunity existed. I don't know if it would have existed had the Saints beaten the Panthers on Sunday. They lost to the Panthers on Sunday. And all of a sudden, Marshawn Lattimore became available. It's possible that he would have been available prior, even if they had won that game, you know, in close fashion to get to 3-6. But this team, after week two, was thinking that they were in for, you know, a potential buy at the trade deadline to address a couple of areas of need as they made a big run. If you can take a step back from this is Washington and we know what it's been for so long, and just view it in the context of if it were another team, not even the 49ers or the Eagles, you know, in the NFC, if it were, say, you know, the Bears were having a surprise year, or the Seahawks or the Cardinals are having a surprise year, and the Cardinals did make a move, and they're 5-4, they're not even 7-2. But if you took back, if you took a step back and said, wow, that team really went for it, they went for it. Because why wouldn't they? They're 7-2. They're in first place in their division. They've got the best offense, you know, or certainly one of the two or three best offenses in the NFL. Their defense is weak. They're making a run for it. And no one would have an issue with it. I think most of you don't have an issue with it now. But as recently as just a few weeks ago, the idea of being aggressive prior to yesterday's deadline was something that not everybody was in favor of doing. No, let's keep those draft choices. If anything, let's sell to acquire more draft choices. It's not about 2024. It's about what comes beyond that. Well, Adam Peters told you yesterday, it is on in 2024. This year matters. And the best part about it is he didn't have to do it at the exclusion of 2025 and 2026 mattering. Because Marshawn Lattimore is 28 years old, and he is under contract, even though the contract's non-guaranteed moving forward, they have the ability to actually restructure that deal, make it more cap-friendly as they keep him moving forward. This was, in my opinion, a very good deal in the moment, and if he stays healthy, it will ultimately be a great deal. So let's talk about the deal. Washington gives up a 2025 third-round pick, their own, not the pick they got back from Philadelphia for Jahan Dotson, which, by the way, was Miami's selection. So Miami's selection is going to be a very early third-round pick as it stands right now, whereas Washington's own third-round pick is going to be much later as it stands right now. So they gave up the lesser of their 2 third-round picks. They gave up a 4th-round pick and a 6th-round pick, and they got Lattimore and a New Orleans 5th-round pick, which, by the way, will be near the top of the 5th round if New Orleans continues to play the way they're playing. So, in essence, the 5th washes out with the 4th and the 6th, and you gave up the worst of your 2 third-rounders. Not the Jahan Dotson Philadelphia through Miami 3rd-rounder, your 3rd-rounder, which right now will likely be in the back 3rd, worst case, of the draft, maybe the bottom few picks, depending on how January goes. For a number one corner in a season that is in play to fill a major need. The big risk is his health. To me, this was a totally worthwhile swing, and it's a good trade in the moment, if not very good trade in the moment. And down the road, if he plays and doesn't miss games or plays the significant majority of games, it is a great trade. Big picture, though, for me, because we've talked a lot about this over the last month, I'm thrilled that they didn't get stuck on that's not what 2024 is about. We didn't anticipate, you know, swinging big at the trade deadline, so we're going to stick with what we thought before the season started. That, to me, would have been small-time thinking, and they didn't think that way. They changed their thought process, and they didn't do it for a loner. They didn't do it for an aging veteran. They didn't do it for Von Miller like the Rams did a few years ago. They did it for a player that can help them in this run and in the offs and in the years to come. It's very possible that Marshon Lattimore would have been a target in the offseason anyway, as the Saints tried to get under their very stifling salary cap situation. I love it. By the way, the final 2 years of his deal are $16 and $16.5 million. They're going to pay about a $600,000 cost the rest of this year because the Saints had restructured his deal to count just $1.21 million for this year. And so he's got about $600,000 left on that deal this year. So you're going to pay that. That's nothing. And then you can restructure. You can restructure because it's a bigger cap number than $16 and $16.5 million. But you can restructure to something that's much more cap friendly. I love it. What do you guys think? 301-230-0980. 301-230.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
0980. Phone lines are open. We'll take your calls next. Denton will weigh in with his thoughts as well.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.